The Kansas economy has been sluggish the past few years, but the candidates running for governor each have a plan to jumpstart things. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service takes a look to see where those plans might succeed and where they're likely to fall short.
Every candidate says they have a plan to fix the state's economy, but will any of them actually work? Experts say lacking the power to add some mountains or beaches or MIT-level research universities, Kansas will be stuck where market forces have already landed. A little farming, a little aerospace, and a little manufacturing.
You know, I don't think there's a lot of policy levers, especially at the state level, that can make a big difference.
That's Art Hall. He's the director of the Brandmeier Center of Applied Economics at the University of Kansas.
There's really no silver bullet. I've come to the basic conclusion that economies grow because they're growing.
With that said, all is not lost. Hall says some policies can have an impact, at least near the margins. Now to the plans. First up is Republican Chris Kobach. His one big idea is to minimize regulations and cut income, property, and sales taxes, much like what was done 6 years ago. He's credited that sort of action taken by the Trump administration for the growing national economy.
I will attack all three. All of these can be done in a responsible way without breaking the budget. And if we want to get our businesses going, we've got to do it.
Dan Rickman is a professor of economics at Oklahoma State University. He's done extensive research on the impacts of tax policy on state and local economies, including looking specifically at the tax cuts when Sam Brownback was governor.
I expect that you're going to get just more of the same result. We've done some analysis since then in other states, and we're finding fairly similar answers. So that most states that dramatically cut their taxes are underperforming what you would have expected they would have.
He says the evidence here in Kansas and around the country just doesn't support the use of state tax cuts to spur economic growth.
If you're going to get gains from tax cuts, you have to very carefully understand and figure out where you can get the cuts without hurting programs that are needed.
Next up is Democrat Laura Kelly. The longtime state senator from Topeka says the key to economic growth starts with getting businesses and employees to come to and stay in Kansas. How? Better schools.
When I look at what are the huge economic drivers in this state, number one is education. Yeah, and we have defunded that over the past 8 years.
Kim Rubin, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C., says investing in education is a good start.
I feel like doing things like investing in schools and human capital feels like it has a pretty big bang for the buck.
But she says the details about that investment matter.
You know, if I was a state like Kansas, I would think about what kinds of industries have some advantage for being there and what kind of employees are needed and how can we improve our school system and our higher education to meet those needs.
But money for those kinds of investments must come from somewhere, namely taxpayers. Finally, we've reached the one big idea from independent Greg Orman. He thinks Kansas should invest more in transportation infrastructure.
Kansas is at the geographic center of the United States. We should be the intermodal manufacturing and distribution capital of America.
Art Hall says that could help. Maybe.
Here's one way to think about it. If you did not have any road, building one road would probably have a very large economic impact. But if you have lots of roads, one more road is probably not going to have much of an economic impact.
Basically, you don't want infrastructure that's crumbling, but spending more on the margins isn't likely to have a huge impact on economic growth. Here's Dan Rickman again.
Just building roads doesn't necessarily solve anything, but if you need to keep them maintained and developed in places where they're heavily used, just the same thing as education, these things all can very much promote growth.
Ultimately, all three economists agreed that stimulating economic growth on a statewide level is hard for politicians to do. And it's a lot more complicated than simply raising or lowering taxes. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.